Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, October 4th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Haitians receive food after hundreds die in devastating floods. Generosity helps meet needs in the Philippines, and Christians in Belarus are revved up for the gospel. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Haiti, where it's been over a week since flooding from Tropical Storm Jean killed more than 1,500 people. But 300,000 people are still homeless in Gonaïves, Haiti's third largest city. World Vision's Kate Scannell-Michel says distributing relief aid has been difficult.
The city was completely devastated, so there were no hospitals left. The roads were still flooded. There are no telephone services. There's no electricity. So those basic things that you need to be able to get to help people were not there.
World Vision has already helped 90,000 people with food, airlifting almost $1 million in medical supplies. More is planned. Scannell-Michel says that they're doing this because they're Christians.
We are seeing so many people suffering here, and it's really our response to what Jesus did when he was on the earth, and what he calls us to do is to respond with love when people are suffering.
Go to worldvision.org to help. Next, Nigeria is widely acknowledged as a bloody front between Christians and Muslims. Militants are pushing Sharia law to govern the nation, while a Christian president struggles to bring about a peaceful solution. Open Doors Ministries' Jerry Dykstra says that creates a pressurized situation witnessed by the deaths of 1,500 Christians last year.
There's just a real escalation of the conflict there. And there's a reason for that, and the Muslim militants would love to have Nigeria being a complete Muslim nation. And right now, there's 59 million Christians there, and so this is really a battleground between the Muslims and the Christians.
Dykstra says Open Doors launched a response.
We have a specific plan to rush 30,000 Bibles there, and also providing support for 1,000 new widows, reaching out to 9,000 new orphans with trauma counseling, also obviously food, clothing, and help rebuild churches.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Mourning continues in Russia as more than 350 people died during the Beslan school massacre a month ago. As they struggle to come to grips with the tragedy, Send International is sending its first installment of $10,000 to help the local church respond. Send's Dwayne King says the church is uniquely qualified to reach out.
They've lost children. Some of them have severe medical needs. The people understand that they are all in this together, and the Christians are suffering as well as the unbelievers. And so this is a time to make a tremendous impact for the cause of Christ.
The money is going to help with practical needs.
That money will be used to take care of medical needs. It will help to expand the church so that they can bring people in and care for them. It will buy other supplies that the church needs in terms of their ministry programs.
Elsewhere, the Philippines is the site of a remarkable outreach event this fall. According to Far East Broadcasting Company, the campaign is designed to meet the physical and spiritual needs of some of Manila's most needy. Area teams are involved with feeding stations, water projects, and other development plans, in addition to the radio ministry. To date, three benefit concerts have raised more than $25,000. FEBC hopes the November evangelistic meetings will be life-changing for the people of Manila. And the Baptist World Alliance reports Christians in Belarus are revved up for the gospel. They're using a car rally to reach people with the hope of Christ. The BWA's Evangelism Fund is helping finance the event. Vehicles involved will display Bible verses and other Christian messages. This follows a widespread effort in neighboring Russia, where believers undertook extensive expeditions to evangelize remote communities in Russia. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.